guys can go ahead and ask the questions. What do I need to do for what? Well, we need to play better. That would be the first thing. You know, we've given up 7 goals in 2 games and haven't scored 1. You know, they're playing chess, we're playing checkers. You want another list or?
What happened?
We didn't play very well. I mean, I'll let you guys write about what happened, but we didn't play very well. I mean, just you look at the whole thing. Take your pick. How many A games would you give? You know, what would the grades be? I mean, just take your pick. Couldn't make a pass, couldn't make a play, couldn't make 3 plays to get it up in the offensive zone, spent too much time in a D zone. By the time you got the offensive zone, you had no energy. Just go on and on. I haven't checked, but I'm not sure where he's at. I haven't checked where he's at. Is he in the game or not? I don't know. I'll check when I go back. I don't know. You guys can write about it and let me know when you find out. It's the same dilemma we have. You have it every time with teams. That's what drives coaches crazy. And that's what gives media something to write about.
What do you do different tomorrow? You have the same team, so how do you prepare to change something?
Well, you have to change something. You can't go and do the same things. You just got beat twice. Of course you got to change something. You got to look at a lot of things. I don't know what it's going to be, but tomorrow will be a new day. We get to play the same opponent, so that's a good thing. What do you want to do? Beat up on your players and cut their heads off and their hands off and say, you guys are bad? I mean, you think that they enjoy playing like this? Have you ever been on a team where you've played like this? It is very frustrating. It's not something you do by design as a player. And you certainly don't do it by design as coaches. But we're all responsible, all the players and all the coaches and everybody. We're all looking, trying to figure out a solution. It's easy to sit there and look and say, oh, gee, you didn't play very well. It's because of this, that. Sometimes there's no clear-cut answers. That's the beautiful thing about this job. It's about finding solutions. That's the beauty. And sometimes they're not there in front of you. So figure it out.
Is this one of those times?
I don't know, is it? Well, the answer to his question was, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch the tape. I'm going to figure it out. That's what I do.
Something about Washington that matches up
well? Well, sometimes you got an opponent that you don't overly match with, but nothing changes. There's always a way to win a game, even if you're down 2-0 going into the third. There's always a way to get it done. You just got to find the way. That's our job. That's our job as coaches. That's what we have to do. We have to find a way to find the triggers. You know, great when you're a 110-15-point team and you lose 6-8 games and you got 4 full lines that can go. You know, even then you're going to run into problems. So it's, everybody has issues. Everybody's got adversity. You hit some. We got a chance to win tomorrow, then we'll go from there. You know, we've gone good. I don't think the players are happy, neither are the coaches. And nor should we be. So we'll find a way to get it done.
Players put this one on them, same as us. Didn't really give Washington a lot of credit. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, you'd have to give Washington a little bit more credit than that. I mean, they played well enough. They certainly played with a lot more cohesiveness than we did. You know. I mean, it's on, not on only the players. It's on all of us, you know. We've got to find a way, and we'll do that. We've got to be ready to go, and we'll do that. You know, that's what you got to do. I mean, whether you motivate individuals or the group or the lines or the D pairs or the goaltending or whoever, you just find a way to get it done. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, with the start time moved up, tomorrow 6, we'll keep you posted on what the schedule is.